podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I don't know why I find it so funny when I see these stories about outraged parents. First of all, you know, in this country, you are taught that you must be outraged often. Not just upset, not just bothered, not just disagree. You've got to be outraged or you're not a real American. So I've got two of them for you. We might start making this a regular feature. The outraged parents feature. One of them comes out of Arizona, where a woman went to Costco to get a cake for her son's birthday party. And she got a dinosaur cake. Have you guys seen this picture yet?
I saw the picture, Dom.
Did you? So
come on.
She bought a cake with a dinosaur on it. The problem is the dinosaur only had three legs. And when they made the cake, they gave the dinosaur legs that look like sixes. And there's three of them. So do you see where this is going?
Yes, it looks like six, six, six.
The devil made it.
The mom says, quote, "I was extremely shocked and upset to see a demonic symbol written clear as day on my six-year-old son's birthday cake. I was extremely surprised at Costco for allowing such an inappropriate joke."
They're dinosaur legs.
Well, and her son's turning six. Look at that. Maybe it's divine intervention.
I'd be more concerned that you're shoveling that giant-ass Costco cake into your chubby kid's gullet than the 666.
There is that, too.
Yeah.
And then you want to outrage parents number two. Some people have been complaining that with Star Wars characters. Jeremy, didn't you have Star Wars action figures?
That was before my time. That was like early or mid 70s. So that was before me. Yeah. The characters.
My brothers did. My big brothers.
No, you're crazy. It was all 80s. My son had them.
We had the sheets. We had the toys.
Really? Yeah, okay, then no.
I mean, Return of the Jedi and stuff came out in 83. I mean, it was all out there. Yeah. Anyway, the point is that people were complaining that there weren't enough female action figures. You know, you had the Luke Skywalker, you got the Han Solo and stuff like that. So now they have put out an action figure from Star Wars. It's Princess Leia. And you're like, cool. Well, the problem is the one they used was the scene where she is in her slave bikini.
Of course it
with
is.
With a chain around her neck.
It's a good scene.
So you've got an outraged dad in New Jersey who's talking about, "I got two daughters. I don't need seeing that crap," is what he said.
Well, one, it's fake.
Well, why? I mean, she looked good.
She was award-winning scene. She was convincing.
It might be when Princess Leia really looked her hottest in that whole series.
Indeed.
Anyway, Target says, quote, "We have not received any other guest complaints about this product." So
she just looks frumpy in that long white dress she wears. So.
With the cinnamon rolls on the side of her head, which we never figured out anyway. So, Jeremy, what happened? You're in a store minding your own business?
Yeah, I was doing a little grocery shopping just a couple days ago, and I was just me and my little man, Reed, who's 4 years old, and we started perusing the cereal aisle. And I thought, you know, he's been a pretty good boy lately. He's been eating fairly healthy. So I got him out of the cart, and I was like, "Reed, pick out whatever cereal you want this time. Enough of this Cheerios nonsense."
Too bad there's no choices on the cereal aisle.
No joke, right? Well, and they do those things so, you know, they're eye level with the kids, all the sugary, good, colorful cereals.
All the animals are looking right at him.
Yes.
Come eat me.
Come eat me, Tony the Tiger. And so he's, you know, going up and down, and he finally settles on, luckily, my personal favorite, the Reese's Puffs.
Oh my
Which I
God,
have to
those
tell
are
you guys.
Still around. Those haven't been outlawed yet.
Heavenly! That is a heavenly cereal.
I haven't even tried that.
The Reese's Puffs, try it. So he gets it, he grabs the box, and he starts to put it into the cart. Now this whole time, to my left, stage left, I see an older lady, and she's kind of eyeing us and watching his choice selection and watching me interact
Thinking,
with
oh,
him.
How cute. Sweet little family.
No, total opposite. She came over to me and kind of did a little bit of a finger wag at me and said, "You know, you might want to think your food choices for your young boy there. There's quite an obesity epidemic here in the United States."
Did she say the
word
epidemic?
She said obesity epidemic. And you have to be careful because this is a very formative age. They're forming those teeth and you could be worried about cavities right now. And this could lay, you know, the groundwork for his future nutrition. And I'm like, holy crap, Dang. You caught me off guard, lady.
Of course, she speaks the truth.
Well, she does. She totally does. But she failed to notice all the bags of fruits and vegetables in the cart as
right.
well.
What was in her cart?
Bottles of Ensure, probably.
Which Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Which has a very high sugar content, let me point out. The dark chocolate Ensure. So, you know, I didn't realize, I was kind of like, oh, yeah, you're right, okay, yeah. I was really caught off guard until I reached over and grabbed a second box of Reese's Puffs and put it in the cart as she was talking to me. Oh. Pulled a total Jeremy move and was like, yeah, I totally agree, but these are so delicious. Mm. They're so nutritious.
Have any of you ever spoken up in a public place to a total stranger like that before. That's not my style.
I can't say that I have.
No.
It's like, always mind your own business.
Oh, really? Like, for me, it's kind of like a dream, you know, like, you know, in a movie scene where someone's kind of being rude and you go up and you give them a perfect little speech and then you, bam, you mic drop and walk away. I've always, like, envisioned myself doing it, but I never have the cojones to actually do it.
Yeah, but that would have to be like a serious like situation.
It would have to be if someone was doing a bad thing, not buying cereal.
Right,
not
worrying about buying a box of Fruit Loops or whatever.
Right, not worrying about young children's cavities.
Although, you know, playing devil's advocate, because first of all, I would never do that, what she did. But playing devil's advocate, I mean, if people don't speak up, there'll never be any change, right? Whether you're speaking up in a blog post or on the radio or on TV or on a soapbox or whatever. I mean, if people don't call attention to that stuff, there never will be any change.
Right. Well, that,
so is it like small little battles in the aisles of the grocery store?
You know, Lucky Charms is changing and they're taking away a lot of their sugar colors. And they're trying to artificial colors, and they're trying to change their marshmallows into something else. So there will be change.
They're made out of kale now.
My guess is she ate some sort of
she was just grumpy because she was jealous. That's all it was. She was jealous.
No, she wasn't.
She's totally on the kale.
Jealous. She could have put a bunch of Fruit Loops in her basket.
She looked frail, and she was on the kale. She was on the kale frail, and she was just hungry
she
as hell.
She works for Cheerios, and Reese's Puffs are the competitors.
Could be
that's
that
what
too.
It is.
Now
could be
that too. Out. Well, I'm glad you didn't break down into fisticuffs in the aisle.
No, I got two boxes of Reese's Puffs.
Wrestle her to the floor.
Looking chubby.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.